Welcome to this lesson on building a retro rave percussion blend in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DnB vibes. The big idea here is simple: we want percussion that feels energetic, dusty, and alive, but we do not want it stealing headroom from the kick, snare, and bass. In drum and bass, that balance is everything. If the top end gets too crowded or too loud, the whole track starts to feel smaller. So in this lesson, we're going to build a layered percussion bed that sounds classic and raw, while staying clean enough to survive a full drop. Think of each layer as having a job. One layer adds motion. One adds brightness. One adds grit. One adds space. If two layers are doing the same thing, that is usually a sign that you can simplify and make the groove stronger. Let's start by setting up a clean group for the percussion. Create a drum group or group your audio tracks together, and name things clearly so you stay organized. A good starting layout could be break fragment, shaker, rave hat, atmosphere, and drum bus. Before you even bring in the sounds, keep headroom in mind. Try to keep individual layers peaking around -12 to -18 dB while you build. Then let the whole percussion bus peak around -8 to -6 dB at the loudest point. That may feel quiet at first, especially if you are used to pushing your drums hard, but this is the smarter move. The DnB needs room for impact. If the percussion is already eating the available space, the kick and bass will have nowhere to live later. If you already have kick and snare in the project, mute them for now while you shape the percussion blend. That makes it much easier to hear whether the top layers are working together instead of being distracted by the full drum pattern. Now we'll lay in the foundation, and for old school jungle, that usually means a broken break texture. Not a polished full loop, but a chopped fragment. Drag in a short amen, think, or another classic break slice, and loop a 1 or 2 bar section. Use warp so it locks to tempo, but do not force it to sound too perfect. A little looseness can actually help it feel more authentic and less sterile. Before you process it heavily, add auto filter. If the break is too sharp, start with a low pass or band pass and roll some top off. If it feels too thin, open the filter back up a bit. We are trying to keep the character, but not let the break dominate the whole mix. Then use utility to control the level and, if needed, bring the width down. If the break is fighting the snare or making the stereo field messy, narrowing it can make the whole groove feel more focused. Remember, this layer is here for movement and texture. It should feel like part of the groove, not a second main drum kit. Next, add a shaker or tambourine pulse. This is the layer that makes the track feel like it is moving forward even when the rhythm is simple. Load a shaker, tambourine, or closed hat sample onto a new track and program a pattern that is busy, but not constant. Offbeat 16th HS work well, so do syncopated eighths with a few gaps. You want motion, not machine gun repetition. If the shaker feels too dry, you can add a very light simple delay or echo for a bit of retro haze. Keep the settings subtle. Short delay times, low feedback, and only a little wet signal. The idea is to add atmosphere, not create a big obvious delay effect. This is also a good moment to use groove. A little swing can bring the percussion closer to that old school breakbeat feel. Keep it light, though. You want human movement, not exaggerated shuffle. Now let's add the bright accent layer, the rave hat or ride. This is the top-end sparkle that gives the percussion its classic retro edge. Use a short, bright sample, then shape it with a EQ8. High-pass it so it is not carrying a necessary low end. If it is harsh, reduce a little around the upper mids. If the mix can take it, you can add a gentle high shelf for some shine, but be careful. Brightness is useful only if it does not become tiring. A tiny bit of drum bus can help here too, especially if the sample feels weak or too clean. Just a touch of drive or crunch can add presence, but do not overcook it. This layer should sit like a bright rim around the groove, not scream over everything else. If the hat starts to feel spitty or abrasive, do not instantly boost other frequencies to compensate. Often the better move is to darken it slightly or turn it down. In DnB, controlled brightness usually wins over raw volume. Since this lesson sits in the atmosphere's area, we also need a background layer that creates space and glue. This is a subtle one. You could use a filtered noise sample, a field recording, or even a resampled texture made from your percussion. Keep this very low in the mix. If you can clearly hear it as a separate effect, it is probably too loud. Process it with auto filter to remove low end, then add a small or medium reverb to give it a dusty halo. Use EQ8 to carve out any muddy low mids, and use utility to keep the level under control. This layer is there to make the percussion feel like it exists in a real space. It gives you that warehouse air, that vintage club dust, that sense of depth. Now we bring everything together on a drum bus. Route all the percussion layers into one group or bus so you can shape them as a unit. A simple starting chain is EQ8, glue compressor, and utility. If needed, cut a little low rumble with EQ8. Then use glue compressor very gently, just enough to make the layers feel unify. You are not trying to flatten the life out of it. A small amount of gain reduction is enough. Finally, use utility to trim the bus level and keep your headroom safe. This is the classic beginner mistake to avoid, trying to fix everything with volume. If the hats are harsh, reduce the harshness. If the brake is boxy, carve the boxiness. If the stereo field is too wide, narrow it. Do not just lower the whole bus and hope for the best. Shape the sound first, then manage the level. Now let's make it move. Retro Rave Percussion should not sit there like a looped sample with no life. Use automation over 4, 8, or 16 bars to create changes. A really simple move is to slowly open the auto filter on the break fragment over 8 bars. Another good one is to increase the reverb on the atmosphere layer in the last 2 bars before a drop. You can also lower the shaker by a decibel or 2 at the end of a phrase so the next bar feels like it lands harder. Small changes matter a lot in DNB because the tempo is already driving the energy. You do not need huge dramatic sweeps every time. Often the smallest movement creates the biggest feeling of momentum. A strong beginner arrangement could look like this. For the first 8 bars, just the filtered break and atmosphere. Then bring in the shaker for bars 9 through 16. After that, add the rave hat and maybe a few small break fills. By bars 25 through 32, let the full percussion blend play. Then strip some of it back before the drop. This gives the listener a journey instead of an endless loop. And remember, the percussion is there to support the arrangement, not overpower it. In old school jungle and DNB, the drums and bass relationship is sacred. The top layers should keep the groove alive, while leaving the center of the mix open for the snare and sub. Now, before you commit to the sound, check mono. This part is important. Use utility on the drum bus and collapse the width to 0 temporarily. Listen carefully. If the hats disappear, if the atmosphere swallows the break, or if the groove suddenly feels weak, then you know the stereo field was doing too much work. If that happens, narrow the widest layers, reduce the stereo effects, and keep the important rhythmic information more focused in the center. A useful rule here is that the groove should still make sense in mono, even if the atmosphere gets smaller. That is how you know the percussion is truly solid. Let's talk about a few common mistakes to avoid. First, do not make every layer loud. More loudness does not equal more energy. In fact, it often makes the whole thing less powerful. Second, do not overload the high end. If everything is shiny, nothing stands out. Use EQ and filtering with intention. Third, watch the low end in your percussion samples. Even small layers can bring in rumble or low mids that interfere with the kick and bass. Fourth, do not drown the groove in reverb. A little space is enough. Too much makes the percussion feel washed out and vague. Fifth, always check mono. A wide percussion blend that collapses badly in mono is a problem waiting to happen. And sixth, do not build a one-bar loop and call it done. Use automation, phrase changes, and little fills to keep the groove evolving. If you want to push this even further, try a few pro-style ideas. Resample the whole percussion blend once it is working, then chop it into audio and use there's a new texture that can make the sound feel more unified and gritty. You can also add a tiny bit of saturator on the drum bus for density, especially if the blend feels too clean. Or try nudging a few hits slightly off the grid to get more of that old-school human swing. Another useful approach is to think about contrast. Keep the main percussion mostly dry, and let one background layer be wetter and darker. That contrast often feels much more authentic than adding reverb to everything. For practice, try making a 4-bar retro rave percussion loop right now. Start with one break fragment. Add one shaker layer. Add one bright hat or ride. Add one quiet atmosphere layer. Group them, process the bus lightly, and make one automation move on either the filter or the reverb. Then check it in mono and pull the whole bus down until it feels powerful but still leaves obvious room for the kick, snare, and bass. If you want a stronger challenge, make 2 versions. One should be brighter and more rave-like. The other should be darker and dustier. Compare them at a lower volume. Usually the better loop is the one that still feels good when it is not loud. That is a sign the balance is right. So to recap, build your retro rave percussion from a broken break texture, a movement layer like shaker or tambourine, a bright hat or ride, and a subtle atmosphere layer. Keep the layers controlled, protect your headroom, shape the bus gently, and automate small changes so the loop breathes. In DNB, the best percussion blends feel gritty, alive, and intentional. They create energy without crowding the mix. All right, you've got the workflow. Now let's hear that old-school pressure come to life.